So at forensics,
take two. So you admit.
At forensics practice today, we were working on IDA.
Oh my God, you're in forensics.
Of course
I weep for the future.
Hey, this is Scott Johnson with Starbase Studios, located here in Oklahoma City, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Another episode of Comic Pop Rockin' in the Dirt, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Jonathan,
Lenny.
And in today's episode, we are going to be looking at the debut album, And They Say Romance is Dead by Lady Low. And this is brought to us by the Muse Box. And we want to thank Katie Trimble and Nadine there at the Muse Box for sending this to us so we can give it a listen to. And with that, we are going to turn it over to April.
Yeah, so this is a... And They Say Romance is Dead. It's a full album. Usually we only get EPs. And it comes out February 12th, 2016 is the digital release for it. Along with some of these dates have already passed, or one of them has. So coming up tour dates is February 11th at in L.A. at Good Times at Davy Wayne's. I know. And also February 19th at the Union. And then if you don't like digital stuff like I don't, they do have a vinyl release coming out. And that is May 6th. And that will also come up with spring tour dates as well for them. And getting into the actual music of the album, they're more, I don't know. They
want to shout out there what the music was that we came in on. Was You and I.
We just played You and I. And it's actually a six-piece band. So it's a really big group, and it's made out of Jimmy Sweet, who's on the vocals and guitar, Eden Lee on vocals and drums, Chanel Chavers, vocals and synth, Caitlin Wolfberg on the violin, and Corrine Olsen also on violin, and Mia Siller on the viola. So... it has six people.
Yes.
And it's all string.
Jeez. Yeah, it is.
Which is interesting. You don't see a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even Mumford & Sons has that kick drum.
Well, they have drums.
They have drums.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Eden Lee. Jesus.
He was the other singer's a drummer, too?
Yeah.
I missed that part.
Drumming,
yeah. He was zoned out there for a moment there.
I'm sorry. I'm a little sick.
So this album, it's more... it's not hardcore rock.
No.
It's not a traditional rock.
No.
At all.
Not with three violins, no.
And a viola.
Well, two violins.
Two violins and a viola.
A viola is just like, to me, a midget violin, so it's a third violin to me.
Don't let my niece hear you say
that. A bigger violin.
See, midgets are enormous in the violin world.
So the violin's a dwarf.
And it's a midget,
the
yeah.
The viola's a midget.
Just slightly
just
larger.
A little
bit. They're both midget guitars, so yeah.
I don't know, but so...
it's bigger than the violin, really?
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit lower pitched and everything.
Oh.
It goes violin, viola,
you play it down
cello,
by your feet, so...
double bass.
No. Sorry.
I was going to say, that doesn't sound right.
You could try that.
No, you don't. Okay. No, you don't play like that. No, but I can't say anything. I'm terrible at strings. I know. Ugh. But I don't know this. So, like we just said, we came in on You and I, and it has, for me, a very 70s flower power, you know.
Vibe
to it.
That's what I got.
She's a little bit more loud and angsty, but kind of that same kind of mentality.
Yeah. But to me, the song, it's... I did enjoy the song, but to me, every song's genre, like just the song's genre itself, is different from each one. There's not a lot of, you know... Like the very first song on the album that we
listened like a lullaby.
Bye Bye Baby.
It's actually Bye Bye Baby Don't Go. And I'll have to mention, when you get the album, the songs might be in different order, because when they come digitally, they don't come in actual order what they are in the album. But the first one that we listened to was Bye Bye Baby Don't Go. And to me, that emulated a childhood song, you know, Bye Bye Baby. And that's where I got it.
It's a nursery rhyme, yo.
Do it for me.
I can't do it off the top of my head.
Is it about that song? Is it about a baby in a bunny suit?
No. Weirdo.
I probably know it, and I just didn't recognize it. And I don't recognize the title, that's for sure. But for me, it's so that title, that song gave me a specific, you know, all right, here's what I'm listening to, here's what I'm like, okay, it's gonna kind of sound like this as
you
we
expect
go along.
It to follow the same kind of pattern,
yeah, like the same, I mean not the exact same song, but yeah, just the same feel or something. And then
you didn't really get that
on
out
the second
mix.
Song, yeah, it went more to rock vibe and everything.
Who
Jesus
sucked that in?
I'm really sick. I tried to tell you guys that I have like a sinus infection. I've been sleeping all day. And yes, I am wearing booty slippers. Okay?
They're not booty slippers. They're just slippers.
They're great.
I have slippers that I wear like that too. Don't worry.
This is what I wear when I don't care.
I wear that every day.
We know. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, congratulations on making the state band for Kansas and apparently Nebraska too. How'd you swing that? Like, went up there and like just, oh, I'm going to take my clarinet up here in Nebraska.
No.
I'm from Kansas, but whatever.
They sent me an email asking me to audition.
Ooh, so, fancy
so,
pants.
So,
oh,
I did, yeah.
Nebraska invited me. You know how it is. You got to go to the Cornhusker State when they call.
Oh, well.
No, that's really cool though. So that'll be fun. That's coming up pretty soon.
In February. For both of them. I think they're almost back-to-back weekends.
That's fun for you guys.
There's 1 week in between.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah.
While everybody was visiting, I tried looking up Bye Bye Baby as a nursery rhyme. Couldn't really find it, but I did find Rock Bye Baby and Baby Bye Bunting.
I think that's the one you're thinking of.
So those are what I can't.
All right, General Cornwallis, lead us into Britain.
General Cornwallis?
But those, it's one of those where... Again, it felt like it was meant to be emulating a child and a child's song. And so it's one that, you know, it's not going to be a lot of people's favorites to a degree because of that. But it does have that little bit of a charm that I found once I listened to it a few times that I was able to get into it.
Mm.
But this whole album is one of those where you're going to have to be in a mood to really get into this type of,
like,
music.
If you want to go to a cemetery for a day or like play live action vampire or LARP
is...
in general, or like, you know, like you like really only like nightclubs that only use purple lighting,
and I think they mostly
vampire clubs or anything
have,
like that, I think that this is your
they
cup
have
of tea.
That vibe because
it's very dark.
One of their lead singers is a really low bass.
Well, he's a bear,
and it's baritone bass, and the way his voice is a little bit unique from other voices too, because to me when I hear other voices he has a little bit of a twang to it. I don't know how to describe
what
it.
I connect this
so
group.
It's kind of like Britney Spears has a weird kind of sounding voice, but people
that's
still like
called
her
nasally.
That's called nasally.
But yeah, no, I get what you're saying. It's a distinct. I actually there's a steampunk group named Steampunk Giraffe, and that this group kind of reminded me of them.
That's an interesting name.
So, oh, they're a good group. You should look them up.
I will.
Plug.
But anyway, I want to kind of touch on what Richard was saying on the whole Britney Spears thing. When I heard the title of this, when I heard the title of this song, I just
go for it.
Kind of like, okay, I'm the weirdo.
Go ahead. Were you like, bye? Was that what you were going?
No,
were you going
that's boy band? That's yeah. NSYNC.
I know it is.
No, but I was thinking just the title of the name. Because didn't she sing, a different song.
Probably.
Hit Me Baby.
Yeah.
Hit Me Baby One More Time.
That's what I thought you were talking about. Yeah. It's got the word baby in it.
Yeah. And it's not hit the baby.
Well, she's saying hit me, baby.
So either way, it's not like...
Which is
kind of
like, is she... I guess she likes it rough.
Maybe we need to re-listen to this song.
What, Britney Spears?
Hit Me, Baby, One More Time.
No, I'm not doing that.
No, but... But see,
although I'll admit, I do like that song.
But you do bring up, you know, it's mood music and everything. But to me, each... You almost have to be in a different mood for each song.
It's mood music if you're schychophrenic.
There's probably
you can listen to the entire album and never be out of sync.
There's three or four songs that are kind of 70s.
There's 70s.
We said that one was Baby Blue to a degree.
That one was pretty creepy, actually. The nursery rhyme esque one.
You and I,
which will be our outro.
More of a love song.
You Say You Don't Love Me, we kind of thought was a little bit 70s, and you've got yours kind of had a 50s.
Yeah, we'll see, you had a
70s vibe.
You have the 70s, but you also have some acoustic songs, like you said. You have,
right.
You have the Chuck.
Yeah, because no one did acoustics
song.
In the 70s.
And then we have a little bit of,
they didn't.
Like, not straight up rock, but, you know, like just a very low, mellow rock. Feel to some of them as well.
Yeah, all this is true, except for if you add the words black or dark or gothic before all of that. I'll agree. Because it is those things with a very dark,
I'd say gothic.
Black, gothic undertone. I would gothic. Call it goth rock.
Mm-hmm.
Even almost like, not like what some goth rock has become.
Let's call it sloth goth.
Yeah. Sloth. It's slower. It's kind of morbid in its slowness and like...
Yeah, like they ain't worried
like
about it.
Bye Bye Baby, they made what could have been a real cutesy song into the most... Like I imagined the whole time I was listening to it, I imagined this baby doll sitting in a war-torn kind of like apocalyptic little shed and like its face slowly melting.
I just picture...
You were going to Annabelle.
I just picture...
No.
Yeah,
Annabelle would have been worse, but...
I just picture... Black room, rocking chair, doll in it.
Rocking anyway with no one in the, just the doll sitting there. Super creepy. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's creepy music. If I was in the mood to, watch horror movies or go to a haunted house, I mean, some of it doesn't really fit that, but a lot of it does, I think. And then the other stuff is more like romantic, like love songs, or you know,
right.
And love songs
and
for like deeply
going,
gothic people.
And that is what they were
love
going
songs
for.
Where you know you're gonna smear your makeup, but it's all still gonna be black. So
it's okay.
Yeah. Both of you have black lipstick on. It's fine.
They see the tear tracks, but they think that's part of the makeup.
These people are probably sitting in their church, like, oh my god, church. They didn't get us at all. They're like, goth? What? No.
Well, that does.
I don't know.
Up,
maybe that's just where I am today.
Number.
What's number five? It's Good Night, My Love.
Yeah, that one was very, is so much of a hymn song, gospel styled song, which is okay. So I was like, okay, where are they going to go with this? Like, I thought the song, you know, it's very short. And so the song that we listened to, I thought was like, maybe this is the intro to the song, you know, and then they're going to go into something. And then it ended, and I was like,
over.
I feel so confused.
Yeah, and that
lost.
One did have a hymnal feel to it.
Like I didn't.
Gospel feel.
Like, I thought the song was okay. I was just like,
you
oh,
mentioned
now we're done.
Like, maybe a church in Serbia or, like,
no,
gospel in the Kremlin.
What was the song you mentioned?
Down
in
the
valley.
Down in the valley, yeah. No, it totally, and that, like, that song, Down in the Valley, on that movie, Brother, Where Art Thou? Little plug for the Coen brothers there. It is a creepy song. It's probably the most like morbid song in the movie. It really isn't, but the way they do it and with the cinematography and everything in that movie, it kind of lends itself to it. And it is like for being a gospel song and supposed to be a hymnal uplifting and everything, it is kind of dark and kind of twisted. and can be taken in a lot of different places. And that's one of the things I can most say I like about this music, is you can take it, this music particularly that we're listening to now, you can take them in a lot of directions and do a lot of things with it. As far as just like, you know, setting moods and so, like, you could use a lot in like theatrics and stuff.
Macbeth, no.
Well, I was thinking like haunted houses and stuff like that, which is the kind of shit I'm into. So, you know, that, you know, it's really like, I don't know, coming up on Easter and Valentine's Day after Christmas, not really where my mind was, but I dig it. You know, it's like, it's very, to me, very dark. And you know, around October, I'm going to be all over that shit. So, yeah.
But this group they did put out the album for a romantic feel. You know, like you said, the romantic goth and everything. Because
I can see.
Even the release.
I can see the romance in it. Yeah, February.
Is February 12th. I mean,
2 days before Valentine's Day.
Just enough time to get that playlist.
Okay. And one of the things I liked that April wasn't too hip on, but I liked that they came in with the different voices and the different ranges. And they didn't, how do I want to say it? They were enough separated apart, you could hear every voice part coming in clearly. They didn't mesh together like some do, and you lose the voices. It was actually, you,
but those are very distinct voices. His is very low, and hers is very,
hers is kind alto. Low too.
Well, it's alto for a girl, but it's a,
but they,
it's
have a another one very different more, low. That's more mezzo soprano.
Yeah,
but nothing's high.
That so isn't I the think, same girl. It's a different girl singing.
A different
three.
Girl.
There's three singers.
Yeah, so.
The one man and the two ladies.
Jimmy, you have.
And I think that's where they get Lady Low, is because all their lead singers have those lower voices.
Well, I don't know about that.
That's the name of the band, right? Lady Low.
Lady Low. And the singers for it is Jimmy Sweet, the baritone, Eden Lee, and Chanel Chavers. And so what I think is that, yeah, they have a baritone, a second alto, and probably a mezzo soprano.
And for you non music theory like majors out there, that means you, that it's a high voice, mezzo soprano.
Yeah,
like anyone knows what that means.
It's a middle high voice. Soprano's a high voice.
But it's not spotlighted. The high voice isn't spotlighted.
No,
it's the lower stuff that's spotlighted.
But
when you listen to their music, that's, I don't think a high voice would fit the way their music is played.
I don't know.
I'd have to listen to it again.
Well, see, my thing is, like,
I'd like to see them do something with Lindsey Stirling. That would be crazy, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, I don't think Lindsey Stirling can slow down enough for that. No, but my thing is that
she
I
could
think
do the fast
they
parts.
All,
violinist.
They all
the dancing
have,
violinist.
She does a lot of dubstep stuff.
Oh. Yeah, she's very cool.
But for me, they all have, none of the voices are bad. It's just, to me, all three of them are so distinct in their own ways that...
You didn't like the way they harmonized.
Yeah, and everything, you know? So I really liked it when they went a lot simpler on the vocals, and whenever they only had the one voice, you know, maybe switch off parts.
I think it was... The song we're going out on is...
Baby Blue.
And that's that's probably the mezzo-soprano singer.
Probably.
And that was probably my favorite, and it was very clean... Very good, clean guitars in it, and you could very clearly hear that single voice. And I really like that. I did kind of like I say, if I was in a mood for really dark kind of different stuff, you know, like I could really dig, especially the man's voice kind of reminds me of, those guys from Texas. What's
look, my nail cut my knuckle.
Oh, no.
Ouch.
Are those fake? What's the name of that band? I can't remember.
No.
From Texas? It's not
They sing Lola Mendez
couple.
And Still Counting. Gosh. I almost have it. I'll think of it in a few minutes and I'll shout it out.
What song is it?
Huh?
What song is it?
They do like Still Counting. They
Volbeat.
Do...
Volbeat?
Volbeat. That's them.
Volbeat?
Yeah, Volbeat. He kind of has.
Thank you, Google.
Good old Google coming
actually,
through in the
I just
clutch.
In YouTube.
Yeah.
I put in.
Yeah, and it's.
See, I haven't heard of.
That's more like rock. That's more like straight up rock and roll there. But the voices are similar, is what I'm saying. Okay. And I really dig that dude's voice, and I like it's real low and gritty, kind of like my voice right now. But this is not natural.
But yeah. So if I if they either different type of harmonies that they could do with the, you know, different arrangements for the vocals, or just, you know, trade it off and on, the the lyrics and only come in on like a solid chorus for it, you know, just something, you know, play around with and
it
see
didn't,
what.
It didn't, the harmonizing didn't bother me because I'm not a music theorist, so, but I don't really know why it would bother anyone, but I guess I see your point.
I think it appealed to me because it would sound different than what's out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like groups with multiple singers. Anyway, I think I've said that before on the podcast. I really like groups with multiple singers, because, especially males and females, because you really get to do a lot of different stuff. I don't want to call out the wrong one. Was it Shred Kelly that had the multiple singers in it, or was it a different one right after that?
They traded off with a male and female singer.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. To me, it was okay that they did it at the, you know, they kind of harmonized it and everything. But my favorite songs were ones with just the single singer. The third one we listened to, Baby Blue, was my favorite, and that was definitely
the one that gravitated to you.
Yeah, and it was a single singer, but it didn't bother me that much. But I can kind of see where, you know.
Well, this is one that they could do things a little differently. Appeal to a specific crowd.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You're not going to expect to be, you know, appealing to everybody with music that's this specifically dark and romantic, I guess. You know, like the one thing we're forgetting about romance is from the theatrical, I guess, standpoint of it, romance isn't always about lust and love. It's about jealousy and hatred and pain and revenge. Mm-hmm. And from the literary standpoint, that's what defines romance. You know, romance that's just about sex, well, that's not even, that goes into a different category. So, you know what I mean? Like
erotica?
Yeah. That is the category. Is, erotica. Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, when you're talking about real romance, then you need to have a little more. And I think that that's what they're bringing more of the, you know, jealous murder to the romance, I think, than, you know, than the sappy
place.
Yeah, they're bringing the darker the darker side of romance out. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I think this is one that if you're interested in it, I'm sure they'll be on iTunes February 12th, you said, April, right? February 12th is when they're debuting their
May
album.
May 6th.
Coming out on vinyl.
Album. Okay, May 6th, if you like a physical vinyl album. So if you like,
and you can
vinyl,
even buy record players now. They're making them.
Yeah, but they jacked those prices up because all of a sudden it's popular again.
Ugh, true.
You better sanitize that. That is true. I don't know what I've got.
But
yeah, you spit on me.
But this was Lady Low, their album, and they say Romance is Dead. So you kind of see romance and dead in the title. So you got the darker.
You see what
elements,
I'm saying? It's
so.
Not. Yeah, it is romantic, but it's the darker part of romance.
Kind of like, I feel like there could be really ironic and everything.
Yeah,
there's a lot of irony in that title.
So if you like some of the darker, slower music, the lower register range, this might be something that you want to look for and pick up. We want to say thank you to Katie and Nadine at the Muse Box again for letting us listen to this new album by Lady Low. And just before we sneak off, we want to remind everybody that if you're interested, want to send us an email or a tweet, you can do that. Our email is at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. We have a Facebook page and a Twitter or tweet page. What do you call that thing?
A Twitter account.
Twitter account.
Yeah.
And it's listed under Comic Pop Live.
Most of us have tweeters, Richard, but April doesn't.
I don't
okay?
have a tweeter.
You can tell I'm an old man. Yes.
Oh, my God. What's the tweeter? Yes. Is that something perverted?
But some of the stuff that's gone through... we did a review on Well-Known Strangers a while back, and John Kloss and Dennis Koch got on there and appreciated the review. Dennis Kloss actually got on here. Nicely done review. Thanks so much. And
cool.
We want to say thank you to that group for letting us review their music for them. Also from their actual Well-Known Strangers account, quite an honor. Love the comments and honesty, and so appreciate the review. So, again, we were glad to do it for you, Well-Known Strangers.
That was here.
So we do appreciate the feedback.
Yeah.
And just one more before we sign off.
Hey, listen.
We had Amy Raich, is I believe how she pronounces
her
name.
We're having a moment here.
she commented on some of our posts that we did for her. She's the Catbird Coyote animated short and music. She just wanted to say thanks for the fave review. She says her number one Geek Utopia now. Thanks so much for the feature. I'm enjoying it tremendously. So thank you very much for that.
What?
And what?
None of y'all looking at me because
I don't know. I don't know what her problem is.
I said, heck yeah. Like, I was agreeing with her, like, good. And then he looks at me like it's bad.
Well, I was interrupting and I got in trouble by you. So,
and then we just had a general comment by her. She likes the grape. She says, ooh, grapevine, thanks. I've always got my eyes open for graphic novels. So we appreciate Amy coming back and commenting for us on that as well. So again, if anybody else is interested in commenting, look for us on Twitter at Comic Pop Library, Facebook, or is Comic Pop Library as well, and our email admin@comicpoplibrary.com.
We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, we would.
Yep.
So I think that's going to do it for us tonight. Again, we'd like to thank Nadine and Katie and also Lady Lowe for letting us listen to their new album, And They Say Love Isn't Dead. We'll be leaving out on Baby Blue.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Didn't even get to say my catchphrase.
Well, say it. We'll say bye again.
Yeah, I can say bye all night. I'll say bye now. Bye, bye,
yes.
Bye.
We're having fun. Hope everybody out there is having fun. We'll catch you on the flip side. Blah.
This is why you don't.
He'll catch you on the flip side. He's going to catch you on a slip and slide. Watch out.
Again, we are having fun. We'll catch everybody on the flip side. Bye. So long.
Bye.
See ya.
Yes, I've always loved you. Yes, I can be untrue. Apologies to you, my dear baby blue. Ooh. Yes, I can be in vain. Yes, I can cause you pain. Apologies to you, my dear baby blue. Ooh.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.